Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, shit. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter podcast. Today is a bonus podcast, which will hopefully be a fucking regular thing. Today is Friday, the motherfucking, what are we talking, 7th? 6th of July. Just going to do a quick update before Mickey Bartlett arrives and we do another podcast. Massive shout out to everybody who's jumped on the Patreon bandwagon thus far. It's always the thing I put off for a long time and then just decided, you know what? If I could be freed up to do more podcasts, that would be fucking tremendous. And I'll be honest with you, very overwhelmed by the response so far. I can't believe some of the amounts of money people are donating. And do you know what? I'm surprised that anybody would donate anything, whether it starts at $3, builds its way up to people donating like $25 a month and stuff, which is fucking crazy. But it all means the same. If you can pay anything at all, I'm very thankful. It's already at a fucking level where this podcast pays for itself. Do you know what I mean? It's surpassed any hosting fees that are coming in every month. I would say if it stayed where it is right now, it would probably pay off equipment in a matter of weeks, probably. So I'm massively overwhelmed. This is the Friday podcast. I've realized not a lot of people do podcasts at the weekend. So hopefully, as we figure this Patreon thing out, this becomes a steady thing. So the fact that people are donating already means there's going to be two podcasts, you know, a week. And then we start to look into the tiered things. If you want to pay a certain amount, I'm amazed by anybody who's going to give any amount of money. If you give me fucking 50p a month, I would be like, thank you very much. There is a certain level where, like, if you're donating $25 a month, there's going to have to be some sort of extra shit that you get that nobody else gets. There probably will also be some extra shit that only Patreon people get that no one else gets if they listen for free. So these are all things I have to work out. I'm basically testing the water so far, but at the minute, massively fucking, what have we got? We got like 28 people or something like that, which doesn't sound like a lot, but considering I only fucking mentioned it 2 days ago and only on a podcast, and I haven't done the Patreon sort of, you know, ad video yet. It's incredible. I could literally shout the people out one by one here. Johnny McMillan, Chris Rocks, Connor Dorn, Connor Curry, John McGuinness, Craig Simpson, Lee. No second name, keeping it sneaky. Moira Mowinney, Liam Convey, Nathan Thompson, John Hughes, Stephen Donaghy, Dylan Keyes, Ryan McPollin, Rosmere McManus. Here, I tell you what, I am ashamed that I don't know how to fucking say that. You better get in touch with me, because you're a patron now. You're part of the Dead On Mafia. You got to phonetically spell that name for me, because I'm also a retard. And there's a fly on the GoPro, because we're in the country, and it smells like shit, and they're fucking everywhere. Lauren Andrews, Paddy Reid, Paul Shevlin, Glenn Harrison, Mikey Gahan, Stephen McElvogue, sexy, Stuart Gowdy, Aidan Gilroy, Rory Miller, Richie Gordon, Ethan Calvert, Declan McCallion, Aaron Loudon, Rory Miller. Two Rory Millers, bro? Is that two different dudes? Looks like the same dude. Richie Gordon, Ethan Calvert, Declan McCallion, Aaron Loudon. Now, did I read the same name out twice a couple of times there? Yeah, maybe there was a fuck up. Maybe you've been reimbursed, whatever. But anyway, fucking incredible response. I don't know if I'll be able to read out everyone's fucking name every week, but since we've just kicked off, shout out to these bastards who jumped on straight away. Incredible. And let's just see where it goes. I've had many conversations about this with different people. I mentioned in the last podcast, this is the start of something a bit bigger, where it's like, if I'm just funded directly by the people who listen to this podcast, that's perfect. Do you know what I mean? Fuck networks, fuck sponsorship, fuck all that shit. Just doing it for the people who actually want to hear it. There's no bend in the rule. There's no meeting with people. They're like, could you maybe say cunt a bit less? And you're like, no. No, I don't have to do any of that shit. Because all I have to do is make it for people who are genuine fans. Which is tremendous. Okay? I've been involved in a lot of shit before. TV shows, radio shows that were fucking on air for 2 episodes and then we pulled out of it. All that shit because people were telling you what to do. And and also for the same reason, nothing ever good gets made. You know what I mean? Everything I ever did for BBC was a pile of fucking discharge, bro. So this is perfect. Just wanted to say massive thank you. Still working on the Patreon, still trying to figure it out. You know, what are the steps? You know, make it look better, make it a bit easier for people to understand, giving more stuff back to people. But for now, the aim is Tuesday podcast and a podcast for the weekend, because I don't know any podcast that I listen to that come out in the weekend. So, because that's what happens. People are off. People are fucking around their kitchen on a Sunday morning. They want to hear a podcast. But the last one they listened to was out on a Tuesday. And now they have to wait till Tuesday. I'm trying to give you a podcast for your days off, guys. So hopefully that's a start. We'll go 2 podcasts and then I'll look into sort of develop, branching it out, different shit. And that's it for the minute. Stand by for Mickey Bartlett. Holla! Welcome back, guys. I already did a bit, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did a wee pre, because I had to talk about the Patreon thing and I cried. So
you wanted to be on your own for that one?
Yeah, I wanted to be like, I was being a rare moment of genuine chat.
Aye.
Do you know what I'm saying? What
did you say? Thanks so much for all the support. Well, you've all been fantastic.
In a way, I was kind of going like...
Was shading up?
I was kind of going like... There's not room for my ears on it. I was kind of going like, I'm actually kind of a bit just surprised by the immediate fucking...
Yeah. Reaction. I just said, with that hat and those glasses, if you ever fuck a kid, that's the photo they're going to use.
What, they get the kid hard?
Like, how... No, but look what you could have won. Wee Jeffrey.
I don't know. Was it bad? Is it bad?
No, it's nice. It looks good.
Describe it to the listeners. What are we talking here? We're talking...
Just yellow aviator sunglasses and a Forrest Gump baseball cap.
That's... Mate, that's class.
Yeah. You're right, it is. You're right. I was wrong. Sorry. My bad.
I love yellow glasses because I think they are naff, and I'm a big fan of like how naff, like the naffness of Steven Seagal.
Aye.
So I know they're stupid, but I like how stupid they are. But then everyone else who puts them on looks good, and I really do look like I fuck children.
I tried to pair them on in River Island the other day, and new girlfriend was like, take those off immediately, or you'll be back on the internet looking for other women.
I love the way you have to be like new girlfriend, old girlfriend.
No, I just like to call her new girlfriend.
Look at the flies around here, Jesus Christ.
It's just going to be her podcast title. I'm not going to use her real name.
Why?
Just because I'm a mysterious wee fucker.
It's like that Drake line. It's like, I'm not protecting the world, or not protecting the world from you. I'm protecting you from the world.
Yeah, that's from, yeah.
That's what he said. I mean, he said it in a much more smooth way.
Yeah, of course.
Just fucking spunked it out of my mouth.
I not protect. It's different.
I need the one.
Did that pen just stick to your arm?
I'm so sweaty.
It is very moist in here, actually.
Because I was painting in here. You may have well noticed we have a new black background.
Sexy. Or a black round.
I was painting, and then there were so many fucking flies in here, and then I had to shut it. And it's probably like odorless, but also there is fumes. So aye. I'm probably out of my tits right now.
That's a good way to finish a podcast.
So I had to end your life, possibly. Don't smoke in here, whatever the fuck you do. So I had to shut the windows, and it's fierce. It's fucking,
it is just muggy. It's very.
It's fierce mild today.
Oh.
You had a gig last night that you mentioned on the last podcast.
I did indeed. Thanks very much for everyone who listened to the podcast and then turned up to the gig. It was packed out.
Sweaty in there, was it?
It was quite sweaty. Do you know what? It was one of those gigs you have where you're like, you're shitting yourself. You can't get any time to yourself beforehand and you start getting a bad mood.
Yeah, oh, I hate that. That's my least favourite fucking thing.
I went to go for a pee before it started and Graham Watson brought me on from backstage as I was about to go into the bathroom. So I had to leap onto the stage with a pint in my hand, busting for a piss. And I think needing a pee gave me some sort of delightful nervous energy, Colin, because those jokes aren't that funny. But by fuck, people were laughing.
I mean, what percentage of stand-up would you say is energy? You know? It's all about that energy.
It's all about enjoying the space, exploring the space.
You have to have the tools to be able to harvest that energy.
Yeah, harness it.
And that is what stand-up is.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
It's a bit jokes, it's a bit everything.
It's a combination of...
It's the capture of energy.
Exactly. Yes, the transference of energy from words into laughter.
I'm going to have to do
something.
It's
a very spiritual experience.
I'm going to have to...
I often find stand-up... fuck up. Stand up is much like a dance, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if I've
a dance
it.
Between fire and water.
This guy
talking about my whaley and your blowhards.
This guy, right? No, I heard about this guy on a
Colin. Have you ever seen Bruce Lee?
Be like water and blats. My name is Bruce Lee. I will bratty chop your tits.
Bly kicks. Bly blicks. I'd never watched it, so I don't really know how to do that impression.
Num tricks.
This,
I definitely heard this on another podcast, and it threw me on into this, just you being all prolific and profound.
Thank you.
I always get those words mixed up. Wixed them up. stroke. I had a fucking migraine yesterday and definitely thought I was dying.
Really? Just from the heat? Dehydration?
No, I think it was just like, when you don't quite address your stress and it all catches up on you, and then it feels like someone's hammered a nail through each of your temples.
Mm. I had a wank a couple of weeks ago and hadn't drank enough water that day and got a genuine headache after a bloom load.
Well,
what's that mean?
What that actually probably means is you're doing a lot of weird, not enough breathing. You're doing a lot of this.
I did have to get it done quick. I was in an airport.
You have your passport, sorry. One fucking second.
You take your shoes off. Fuck you.
Come on ahead through the thing. Come on ahead. Give me 1 minute to my fucking self.
Put your hands in the air, sir. Just the way the diagram shows you. I'll let go of this and we won't pitch this to you. Wait.
How funny is it that me and you nearly had the same fucking story about Abu Dhabi airport?
The needing a piss thing? Or shit.
We like run the whole way through the airport. It's like a fucking goddamn, you know, like treasure hunt. It's just like toilets, toilets, toilets. And every arrow takes you 500 meters to another arrow where it's like toilets.
And it's the same toilet.
It goes the whole way around and it's like, I mean, how many fucking thousands of people go through Abu Dhabi in a day? And there's like goddamn...
It's four stalls and four urinals.
And then they've got the guy going, Edible. He kept saying something like, something about Arabs, but I guess he was talking about the hole in the floor. And even the Arab fellas were like, nah, bitch. I'm not squatting over that shit and this goddamn fucking cape that I'm wearing. I'll wait for the European shitter there.
I didn't even see the hole in the floor. I'd have went anywhere. I was busting.
I just pretended to be like rude, fat Westerner. And just as soon as this white guy came out of the fucking toilet, I just barged in. Nope.
Yeah. So I actually ended up shitting on the plane.
I'll call ISIS on every one of you, fucking
I ended up shitting on the plane because it was like, it's that long a flight. No one's going to know I did that.
Oh, I forgot about this coffee. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You're doing 14. It's not like a fucking up and down to Glasgow where you're like in there for 20 minutes and people notice. You know, people are asleep on a big long flight.
Oh, yeah. As soon as the lights go out, baby, when the lights go out. My trousers coming. I mean, I've shot on
plane. I can't believe you know that song. I'm very impressed.
I know a lot of songs.
You've been listening to my Spotify.
I fucking have you ever had like bad shits on a plane, like diarrhea or anything? I'm saying.
No, thankfully.
I did once, and it was in a short internal flight in Vietnam, and I'd got away with the first time I went to Vietnam, I did nothing but shit.
Yeah.
And even when I thought I wasn't having full diarrhea, I was like, let me just nip out for a quick shit. And it would be like, nightmare.
Aye.
But the one time on the second trip to Vietnam where we were in the airport and I had a bowl of fucking pho, big bowl of soup. Mm. And Sean was like, oh, this goes through you. Like, and I was like, it's not that spicy. And he goes, it's nothing to do with that. It's just you're drinking about a liter and a half of warm soup.
Aye.
It just fucking makes you shit. Like, sure enough, I had a wee bit of a sweat on. I was like, I need to go to the toilet here. Shat in one toilet, and as we walked to the other, you know, the gate, basically, there was another set of toilets. Now, I'll be right back. And I literally just pulled my trousers up in another fucking toilet and just went, hold on 1 second. And then got on the plane, or the flight was like less than an hour. And I definitely got up and took a shit in there. But there's nothing quite like a fucking domestic internal flight in an Asian country, because it's like they're fucking chickens on it, and like there's a guy fucking barbecuing, so it's a fucking nightmare. Like, and you're fucking, that's what I'm
barbecuing.
like you're girl, like cleaning fish.
Guy with a flute and a cobra.
It's complete fucking chaos, and you're worried about the size of your fucking carry-on bag. You know what I mean?
Is that what you call your shits?
There's a fly on the screen. What a shithole is it? Yeah, like literally the fucking, yeah, you're worried about the size of your bag, and, you know, this cunt's fucking bleeding out a goat in the corner. It's fucking, it's bananas, like, but I just got up and just fucking like, Jetstar is exactly what happened.
I've never had like a bad, like the last time I had a really bad dose of like, of the shits.
Yeah.
Was I got a bug that lasted 10 days. And I was living in Derry. I remember phoning, I nearly said phone the vet. I phoned the doctor.
Probably should have phoned the vet. Hello.
Phoned the doctor. I was like, I hadn't registered with him. And I was like, I've said this in a podcast before. I was like, I need to register with the doctor. I've had the shits for 8 days now.
Yeah.
Like, I need to see a doctor. And she was like, have you registered with the doctor? And I was like, no. She's like, what you have to do is come down here and then get a wee form and then register with us. And then after that, we have a wee look at it to make sure you're eligible for treatment. And then we'll have a wee look at you after that there. And I was like, listen, this is how this has to work. I have a very short window of time between shitting. Basically, you need to tell me when I can see a doctor and phone me when his last patient leaves.
Yeah.
And I'll fucking run down there.
Yeah.
And probably still shit on his desk. Like, it was fucking awful.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's terrible.
I'm getting a flashback about that. It was the worst 10 days of my life.
When you get a proper fucking poisoning, like. Yeah, I had something similar in Thailand where it was just like, you're on like your 38th trip to the bog in the middle of the night, and you're like, my hips muscles are sore, I'm squatting the shit, and you're like, I'm exhausted.
And your bum's all chapped.
Oh, it's aching.
You
literally had to go like straight into the fucking shower, like, and just wash your asshole instead of trying to wipe it.
There was a couple of times I was shiting and it was like, there was just mist.
Like a fucking one of them things you plug in?
Yeah, it was like a vape. Just a stinky vape, like
like my stinky vape. I wonder if robots turn around to each other and like, oh, my the vape. What do you call those Glade plugins? That you used to have a bit about it. What the fuck? What are they called?
Glade plugins.
Glade plugin. Yeah.
What was that bit?
You thought there was a zombie at a funeral and it was just fucking Glade plugin or something.
Yeah. It's a fucking true story.
That's a good bit, sir. I was going to play this guy a minute ago. Where do you hear this fuck? Now, this is stolen from another podcast, but not the same clip. Where do you hear this fucking dildo? Right here.
Excuse me.
There was a fantastic article by a guy called Henry Weismeyer, and it was called The Death of Awe in the Age of Awesome.
And straight away.
Jump off, I bred you cunt. Sorry.
Awesome!
Awesome!
Do you know what I already know happens in this guy's life? He lectures somewhere and there's a bunch of fucking back-knee, hairy pitted, unwashed hippie bitches.
Yeah.
They're literally doggy paddling the flaps off themselves because he's like talking shit. Now, what do you hear? This is only the tip of the iceberg. What do you hear? This bullshit.
Basically, he was saying that the urge for these profound encounters with something else, with otherness, the sustenance of the new has become a new...
Because he has to enunciate the utter bollocks.
But he's enunciating with his top lip.
Religion. He basically says, as spirituality wanes, experience is the new faith, and we are refugees from the mundane. This makes a lot of sense. That faint disquiet, that hunger for...
Do you know what I'd love to do if I was that guy carrying the camera? Just be like, Jason, you're going to have to take that from the top. I forgot to hit go. And Atan! When he jizzes, he absolutely just goes, Atan!
Yeah.
Players, anywhere haunts our dreams. Alain de Botton famously said, I'm pleasant to hold in mind through the crevices of our moons.
I ran it in French, people.
This one day I was eating this awesome croissant.
Croissant. That's like that fucking woman on that goddamn
baguette.
That fucking cooking show where she's like, you know, she's from Wales, but she had like the Italian. Oh, yeah. I love that so much. Did he were cooking some tagliatelle?
Who was it? I was when I was doing that fucking that wee European tour and talking to a dude who was Australian and kept talking about, like, would mention place names in Eastern Europe in an Eastern European accent. It's like, yeah, we gotta get a fucking bastard a tattoo, and then we fucking got for a couple of points and fucking Helsinki. I was like, immediately stop doing that, sir. Please,
you fucking twat. I heard someone go, a real posh person too, and they're like, oh, you've been to Ibiza.
Oh, fuck that.
And I was like, I don't know. Do you know what? It might well be Ibiza.
No, it was definitely Ibiza, because they say it with a wee fucking...
Some Spanish people do, some don't.
Someone told me it's the difference between, like, Spanish, European Spanish and American Spanish is the fucking thing.
Yeah, probably, yeah. There's no...
Because there was some
dude... There's no Mexicans going, like, Barcelona.
Yeah, but it's something to do with, like, I don't know if this is true, but the king at the time had a lisp, and yeah, he made everybody do it.
Yeah.
And that's why they're like, Espanol.
Espanol. I don't know.
Imagine that had it worked here. We were all fucking, never!
What about Paisley?
What about him? What a guy.
Some crack, like.
He was good.
Did you ever read the book Them?
No.
It's by a guy that wrote that, like, The Men Who Stare at Goats. One of the few books I enjoy, because it was more like a documentary in word form.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he was full piss take, like, Paisley. Half of the stuff, he was like, never! Money right, money right. You know what I mean?
Did I get away with it, Martin?
People are dying here, Ian. Ah, but sure.
Aye.
What can you do?
He was fucking nuts.
Do you want to look up some Paisley for the crack?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here he is.
3 in the afternoon, when lassitude and despair threaten that there is always an airplane taking off for somewhere. Baudelaire's Anywhere, Anywhere. A wonderful book called Drugs and Travel in 20th Century Literature makes the same case.
He's done...
What the fuck did he even say to be like, makes the same case, which is retard walking through desert, quoting things that are French.
That's like...
Le baguette.
He's been... The headliner at a poetry night, hadn't he?
Oh yeah, and got like fucking handjobbed, yeah. Silly. You can that happened in uni, like, we had a lecturer who thought he was the dog's tits, and I was very sceptical. Would you believe? I just knew everything that came out of his face was shit, but then there was a row of girls at the front like this. How do you know so much? And he was, like, seconds away from just fucking...
There's definitely tons of that in universities, like...
You're so smart. Well, compared to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew fucking a couple of like lectures I had had bang students, like...
Oh, without fail? I would absolutely bang students if I was a lecturer. Why else were you there?
Bang students if I was a fucking security guard. Couldn't bang them when I was a student. Now I'm in power.
You give me a fucking lecture on how to fucking...
It's fucking... I don't know. It's a weird fucking, like... I suppose with university, the whole... Because... Definitely, like, university lectures, they haven't left uni their whole lives, so they're all still like, oh yeah, I'm just a theologist, or I'm just researching things.
I didn't trust any of them.
Yeah.
The only one I liked was a couple of guys who had their own company together outside, a design company.
Yeah.
Because they actually did it, whereas these other guys were just like, oh, let me talk to you about just culture and design and all. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
I was very skeptical.
I was scared. We had one good lecture.
It's my face the whole time in classes.
I'm
drunk at him.
Staying
like absolutely black. I remember like in third year, they were like, we were down to like one class, and it was fucking on a Tuesday morning at 9 after the union. You're like,
everybody had one of them.
You had all week, and we have one class, and you put it after the fucking night that the goddamn union's on, which you had to go to, even though it was.
We had a class called storytelling, which was basically fucking stand-up, because I was doing drama, and I went to the first one because it was on a Tuesday morning, and then for the rest of the semester I would walk past it hungover and just wave through the window to people that didn't know how to do it.
There's a lot of people who do stand-up aren't good at telling stories.
Yeah,
I'm probably not that good at.
Yeah, you are. You tell a great wee stories, Colin. Remember the one you told me about the little train that could? I was bent over. You're going, here comes the choo-choo.
Let's play hide the sausage.
The sausage.
Wonder, is there like a best of Ian Paisley?
Ian Paisley blooper reel?
I mean, one of the best. Let me see.
On polling day last Wednesday, Paisley toured his Westminster constituency of North Antrim to rally the faithful.
Got your voting done. One, not two, yet. Three, not four, yet. Five, six, seven. No. Oh, all could... good children go to heaven.
I just realised this, but like my granny, both my grannies are actually like separated and remarried. My granny is married to a fella who talks a lot like that now.
Oh, really?
Paisley recognised that for him, the election was also the people's verdict on the strike.
Where's Paisley from?
Like Palomino, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Look at these.
Jesus,
eyes.
Look at her face. She looks like a fucking
you never
Snapchat filter.
Tired walking backwards.
Paisley's constituency is like.
That's it. Getting the Cortina in a way to fuck.
Have you any ice cream?
So he's way to buy an ice cream. He's a charismatic bastard. I'll give him that. Like.
You have a jungle munch, have you?
What do you say? Jungle munch?
What about you, fellas? You like an ice cream?
That's very kind of you.
There's four of you. Right. Give me six.
Give us six twisters, you cunt.
Six, like the occupied six.
Good. Don't say I never bought you anything, Peter.
What do I owe you, Dr. Peter?
You owe me nothing. You owe me nothing.
Thank you very much.
There's one for that very ignorant cameraman. He knocks everybody down. I take that back.
He's some crack.
Fucking hell, do you know what I do like him?
He's like in the beigeness of whatever that was, the '70s. Yeah, the '70s. And you're walking around with the shades on. How's it going? Don't you like a fucking ice cream, you dirty fucking bastard?
Are you homosexual? You're not getting one.
Take out of your mouth.
Sodomites.
Now remember to put that in your mouth, because I know what you fucking fruits are like.
Everybody loves a poke, but not up your bum.
You'll have a feast up your shitter before. Roger, a helter skelter, because it's long and rimmed to take it. You know what this ignorant fucking bastard's like?
Helter skelter.
He's a fucking lip to lip up his hole before you have the time to fucking unwrap your giant bar.
I walked in two sodomites with a poly pineapple between them. Literally between them.
God knows what a stick was. What a fucking animal. He's funny, isn't he?
Ladies, you're aware. Have you had your votes in yet?
Oh, yes.
Good. You did it the right way.
Oh, aye.
You put the last man first.
There's an extra long shake for the
young one there.
You got your voting done?
Not yet.
Well, you know what to do.
Oh, where's she from?
Get that one vote in first,
yes.
Steve.
Oh,
the last, you'll be first. It's scriptural.
He's a fucking playboy, like.
Definitely.
The situation in our province would not be tolerated for one second in any other part of the United Kingdom.
I watched a lot of Hitler videos, and it's not dissimilar, if I'm being honest with you.
I'm sweating.
It's fucking warm. So I'm sorry for clapping there, by the way. There was a fly in my face, so...
Yeah, he's not clapping.
If anybody panics on a fucking train here.
Anyone from Lurgan, fucking...
Get back to the house. Mickey, you want to talk to this one?
Where'd that shed come from? Don't you worry.
Daddy, who's this man? That's your mother. She's back on. Ah, oh, fuck.
I mean, get nice lollies.
You're getting kneecapped on.
But it's so funny. Like, no wonder there was so much, like, you know, just hashtag me tooing back in the day. Because, like... You know what I mean? You get any sort of charisma and power about you and you just walk around like him. Going, do you want an ice cream? Take that. Show us your fucking hole. There we go. Lovely. Lovely job.
I'm away in the same ass. I mean, the other thing.
I don't know if he did anything, but you know what I mean? It's that vibe of like, you'd be like, just the beigeness of life, and then just someone spawns in and like, how's it going? Do you like ice cream?
Huh? Aye.
Show me them titties.
Borderline Jimmy Savile. It was exactly the same era, wasn't it?
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, that like,
Mr.
Like,
fucking in the neck, before you know it, is knobs and you're fucking ass.
Yeah. It's, there was, oh, there's
do you wanna go on a, do you wanna go, yeah, that was Savile's old trick, wasn't it? Do you wanna go in a Rolls Royce?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah. And then he's like,
I was listening to fucking, yes. I was listening to some horrible shit about him. Oh, it was fucking terrifying. Like,
are you telling me someone was speaking bad?
Of Jimmy Savile? Of the dead? About him, like, making some wee girl suck him off. In the back of a car.
Jesus!
And she started gagging, and he stopped the car and was like, don't you get sick in this fucking Rolls Royce. You're like, you fucking animal.
That's not good. That's not good at all. Don't miss a kid. Rock and roll, you're always bastard.
He sounded a bit like a Dalek as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Show me your slides.
Take me to the really sick ones in hospital.
One of the weirdest moments of my
Can he walk down flight of stairs?
Can she run quick? Hope not. Get her in caravan. Don't worry, wore my easy access silky running shorts.
Oh, fuck. And a string... Who wore a string vest? Like,
do you know what? This is the weirdest... Now, if you ever watch that documentary, that fucking Louis Theroux one.
Yeah.
Where Louis Theroux does the recap, where he comes back years later when everyone knew he was like fucking, you know, sex raper. And then how evident it was. Like, yeah. You nearly like dangle it in front of your face. Literally.
Well, there is that bit where he's saying... It's like after the finished shooting, does he doesn't realise the camera's still on or something? Even Louis Theroux doesn't realise it's still on?
And he's, yeah.
And he's, the shit that he's saying, you're like, it is fucked up.
He kept saying things like, oh, I'm fucking untouchable and, you know, no one will get me and all this shit.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really talking about anything in specifically, but like, it was so obvious. Yeah.
Well, did you hear the shit about his mum? Like when his mum died, they reckon he was fucking his dead mother's body and shit like that. And he had, when the hospital he set up, he would do shifts in the morgue. And he had like a necklace or something or a ring that was made out of somebody's glass eye. So he obviously fucking popped a glass eye out of somebody's head.
You see, that's so creepy. And I watched this other documentary where the guy was saying about like, that whole, there was like a parliamentary thing. You need to watch this documentary. It's like fucking... The Ninth Circle.
I think I've caught a bit of it.
But it was all like, it wasn't even just like sexual assaulting kids. It was literally like snuff fucking movies and strangling kids and killing them and fucking.
Didn't they find like a borderline mass grave outside some place in Kent, didn't they?
Or where was it? Like Jersey or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they would just take them on these, they called them like death ships. And then there was some story where they were saying about like, no one ever fucking brought this up, but the Queen Mother and whoever she was married to, whatever that dude was.
The Queen Father?
Took out like fucking a bunch of orphan kids from the Isle of Wight or Jersey. Or, I don't know what the fuck it was. But they were like, oh, it was all swept up in the fucking day of it. Like, but, and they were like, those children never came back.
Aye.
Because they were like orphan. They were like, where the fuck are they? And then they were saying like, a lot of these kids were of a certain age. Because if you got a, this is fucking grim, but they were like, if you got a young enough kid and you like sexually assaulted them, they just wouldn't really remember it. Or they wouldn't remember faces.
Or it wouldn't even know that it was
wrong. Yeah, that was wrong. But like, then they were like, there's kids where they were a certain age where they could pick you out of a lineup and they could fucking remember shit. So they had to just kill them. And you're like...
It's fucking insane. And I think it's that the amount of people back then that like loved the royals and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
Why have you... And thought, you know, they wouldn't do anything wrong. Like...
Why paedophile rings are that fucking is the weirdest shit.
If you listen to my dad and his conspiracy theories, it's because they're all fucking Satan worshippers, that's what he says. But there's loads of, apparently there's loads of ritual, like fucking drinking baby blood and shit like that, and like...
Why? How do you get into that shit though? And how do they all end up together? It's like, I can understand being just super rich and fucking everybody.
Yeah.
But why have you to get all into the kids and shit?
They're just fucking bananas, they're...
Well, if they were fucking bananas, that would be fine. But they're fucking children, and I don't like it. Okay? And let's have a word from our
sponsor. How many Strabane people are employed in the factory?
Not very many, as far as I know, anyway.
Well, there are upwards of 1,000 people altogether.
My wife is employed, but I'm not employed. And there's a council on to say there's town hall. It doesn't give...
No, sorry, you're moving around, you see, in the camera.
We've got a council on Strabane.
Wait, take your time. Now, keep your voice down, because the microphone will take it.
Yes.
Just take as you're talking to me now.
We've got a council on Strabane.
We're going to get you a minute. That's incredible. Fuck. Paedophiles, bro.
I got fucking serious, didn't I?
That got so serious.
Anyway, guess who isn't a paedophile and is appearing at... Mandela Hall?
Yeah. In fact, we got a... What time have we got on the clock there? 27 minutes. We kind of got to wrap this up within an hour because we're announcing the tickets. We're announcing the gig. Tickets are on sale on Monday morning. So we'll push it all weekend.
Aye.
And let's really fucking fist it in the asshole. We had a Lavery's the other night, which was very enjoyable. Last one was super quiet. this one was...
It was pretty round, wasn't it?
Full of people. Felt good. I did a set, even though I was like, I don't know, I want to do stand-up anymore. And then, what about that guy who worked the Missile Factory?
So I have never, in my entire comedy career, been more jealous of stopping talking to a group of people.
Oh my God. Like, Mickey went around this whole fucking bunch of gimps. Do you know what it was? The guy with the rose eye was so, like, easy to have a go at. Because this guy was drinking a, like, fucking rose out of the bottle. Because they're trying to look hard. And then you were like, oh, a bunch of wee lads or whatever. Yeah. And then just that last guy.
I fucking couldn't believe it.
An 18-year-old quality inspector at a missile factory. And I was like, you know, you're like, the only other time that happened to me, I said, this guy, I was like, what are you doing? He goes, oh, it's like farming. I was like, oh, cool, for a farm duty. He goes, semen. And I went, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, I trade bull semen. And I was like, what the fuck? And
hell.
I was like, what's your mate doing? And the guy's like, I'm a teacher. So anyway, I just fucking, I was like, is there big money in the cum business? And I was, it turned out there must be.
Aye.
He had his own van.
Fucking so, hell, there you are.
Would you like an ice cream? but it was fucking, but that was the only other time where like, it was such a gift of a bit of fucking.
And the fact that he was so, even he couldn't believe he was like, Donald Trump pays him.
And he was so young too, like he was fucking 18. And he's goddamn working in a factory like that. But anyway, there was a bunch of lads. I was leaking a bit of information to them about the Mandela gig. I was like, this is, no one knows about this yet, yeah. But we're doing a one-off show in Mandela, last comedy show. Also, Joe Dugan from The Limelight said to me, oh, well, it might not be the last comedy show because going in after you is Courtney Act from like Drag Race. So it's kind of the real last proper comedy show. And I went, Joe, and I pulled him across the table.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, get in my face, Joe.
Uh-huh. What'd Joe say?
I said, ours is the last fucking proper comedy gig.
And did Joe go, sorry, Colin. Sorry, Mr. Colin.
And he went to sit down and went,
uh-huh.
I haven't come yet.
Uh-huh.
You may sit.
That's
what I said to him.
I was intense as fuck. I'm glad he shouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
I was like, it's a drag night with a drag queen. Will people laugh? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a comedy night? No.
Yeah. Will we be tucking our dicks up as well? Yes.
Yeah. Do you want me to help Mickey duct tape his bag to his fucking arsehole?
I don't think that's a good idea because no amount of shaving is going to get that thing bald.
Aye, the tape wouldn't take too well, but listen.
Plus the amount of moisture back there, Jesus Christ.
We'll dress and drag. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, done it before, do it again.
Come
on. Great legs for a skirt.
I've said this before, this is the type of homophobic I am. If someone was like, do you want to go to a gay club? I would go, no. Here's why. Their music is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. You know, if there's a drag show, too much. Don't want to do it. It's too over the top. Do you know what I mean? If someone went, do you want to dress and drag? I'd be, yes.
Right now.
I'll be like, that'll be the best one. I will be the best drag queen at all these fucking bitches talking shit from their fucking dog shit music. Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Fucking.
The fucking challenge extended.
But yeah, we could do drag. But anyway, how dare him? How dare him say that's the last proper comedy gig? She's like, it's like that guy off, what do you call that guy on Facebook? I got very, very close to him. I got very, very close to his face. I said, ours is the last comedy gig.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking twat.
And so then when you were finished, I went, is that okay? Because I'm not very brave.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, I don't have the strength.
But you were being so serious.
Yeah.
That was a question.
Like, yeah.
Is that okay? I have no idea.
Is that okay?
I said that.
What is it? Am I?
Are we still getting buns? Are we getting buns up?
Joe, whose team am I on? Colin, am I on? Am I on your team, Colin? Which? Okay.
High five either one of you who's right. Either guy.
My name's Damon.
We're at a breakfast meeting. What? Let's talk real quick about Maureen Da, who had a finger incident. He didn't really. He was at work and fucking rapped. His glove wrapped around the fucking shaft of a drill and basically twisted his whole finger off. So yesterday we spent collecting vehicles and Maureen was doing hospital runs and we may well have to go to fucking Dundonald tonight, collect them, see what's left of his tell you what.
I'm going to get somebody to fix the drill as well. He's one of the hardest men on the planet.
I know. He'd be taking it back in the shop. I mean, this can't even snap a finger off without breaking it. Fucking Black and Decker piece of shit. I love that, like, people on an actual building site would possibly be using a Black & Decker like you bought in the
with a lead on it.
I bought a fucking like a wee electric drill thing. It's inside. And just for general stuff in the office, you know, hanging a photo.
Aye.
Real shit stuff. And I put handles on the kitchen. And it wouldn't even do that properly. And I was like, see, they're selling this to fucking civilians. And it's horse shit. I broke the drill bit as soon as I had to use it.
Seriously?
Broke it. Piece of shit.
Too much power for the chassis.
If anybody needs handles put on, give me a holler.
I haven't. I can't wait to have a wee look at your handles, actually.
Yeah, they're in there.
You fucking love handles, you fat bastard.
Here. If you can see them. Under whatever else is lying on top of it.
Fuck's sake. Oh, Jesus, boys.
What was the other? What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Having to get my balls cut open and stitched back. I got kicked in the balls and they twisted. Like a goat's tail or a sheep's tail, whatever we want to do that.
Pig's tail.
But sheep's no, like no way you can. Sheep have tails and they just twist them and tie them up and then they fall off.
Oh, like a docking type system. Yeah,
my balls almost docked.
So you had to get your ball. Have you a scar on your ball back?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah, later, yeah.
No, I'm joking. Later, I want to draw one on. Yeah.
And I've got, apparently, I've still got a wee staple that keeps my balls. I'll never get a bollock hernia. Yeah, it'll stop them. Because your balls can just twist and drop. I didn't know that. That's probably the worst one.
Oh, my God.
That and the numerous abscesses.
I was just doing this fucking tally of shit. I was like, I've just gave a thumb, I've broke my wrist, I broke my arm, there's something definitely going on my shoulder right now. I've blown my knee out. I've fucking broken toes. I've done both ankles. And then
split your head open.
And then yeah, I was in a car crash. Fucking split my head right open. Numerous stitches on the face. Fucking.
You had stitches in your face as well?
Yeah. Like,
jeez, you've no scars.
Eyebrow, eye, and
everything. Oh, fuck you do.
And then on my lip, which you can't really see anymore. A bunch of shit. I was very young though. And then I was like, all the fucking shit. I was like, I remember like nearly choking to death on like a gobstopper when I was a kid. And then I also nearly drowned twice on the one holiday in Ibiza when my parents went there back when it was, you know, I doubt that we're going like fucking, you know.
They peeled off their fucking scones.
They're like amnesia or something. They just went on a thing and I nearly drowned twice. And I was like, no wonder I'm in the shape I'm in right now, mentally.
Oh.
All the near-death experiences, mainly via asphyxiation.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do? Go and do jiu-jitsu.
Aye.
Be a fat cunt.
With a gobstopper in your mouth.
Maybe I'd love that fucking ball gag thing. Yeah. What's the point?
We should buy that to go with a dildo.
What's the point in the ball gag?
I have no idea. I always thought I didn't realize it was a gag. I thought there was. I thought it was like a fucking fleshlight that you put in someone's mouth. I don't know why I thought that.
And then you fuck.
And then you fuck them. I don't know why I thought. I think it was obviously before it ever had a blowjob. You go, oh no, you put your dick in that hole.
It's weird, like, it's very, why would you, you know, I don't know, you're blocking off an entry.
Mm. People are into weird shit. Plus, how do you do your wee kisses when someone's gonna...
Just all around it. Oh, all around the
bar. What an ice cream!
It's fucking gross.
People are into fucked up shit.
Do you have any fetishes?
Nah, I'm just glad to see ditties, like I
know, it's class. Here's what I am, greedy. So, like,
yeah.
Rather than being like, oh, I want to do all this weird shit, I'd rather just be like, I want to buck for about 9 hours straight.
Yeah.
And then sleep for an hour and then back at it.
See, I'm more like...
And I want like everything. I want the whole buffet of shit.
I'm more like, do you mind if I just go into another room and masturbate and then have a wee cuddle? Can you just be here for my emotional needs?
Just real quick. I'm about to knock two or three out in this next room. Are you going to...
Can you just light some candles and tell me you love me?
What time is Love Island on? Right, I'll be back in a second. I'm going to ring one out.
Set the kettle on there and maybe wake up to you. I'm awful tired. I'm usually sleepy after my wanks. You don't mind, do you?
Speaking of wanks, I have to tell you a story in a minute and I need you to...
Not for broadcast?
Not for broadcast.
Yes, I love these stories.
So this is the girl that's on Love Island because I've been watching it flat out. What's her time like? We've got to hit the question soon. This girl's on Love Island and they are pulling up like the old photos of her and they're just like, what's going on?
Oh, I did see some of this shit.
Like she looks like Margot Robbie there. And then looks like fucking a dude there.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's a lot of work done then, is it?
Do you know what? I just think that it's some people react very well to it. Do you know what I mean? So like, you know, some people get lips done and look stupid.
Yeah.
Where she got it done. It obviously just looks like she has big lips. And then you can, as a woman, you can fully reshape your eyebrows. you know, and then she got her nose done. You know what I mean? They just refined it slightly.
Aye.
It's like sometimes, you know, like boob jobs, you're like, look at those real disgusting fake tits, and then some of them you're like,
are they really
very? They're very big and shiny.
Yeah. I saw a woman yesterday.
Do you want an ice cream, love?
This is an awful, awful thing to be saying. That I was. Do you know when it's just a wee bit too warm and you're walking through a shopping centre and you start going, look at the fucking state of this country?
Oh yeah, it's disgraceful.
I saw, what's bigger than morbidly obese?
Not much.
Like super morbidly obese?
Like a melted ice cream?
Like just a big fucking big doll.
Big
on a mobility scooter queuing up to get her eyebrows threaded. I just wanted to walk over and go, it's too late, pet.
See, you would say that. You piece of shit. But like seriously, like the fucking, I mean, I've definitely fallen off the wagon the last week, but see, since we come back from thing, I was like trying to, by the way, that was apparently the amount of pounds I'd lost, those red squares over there. Probably back on right now, but I was literally like, you just can't get older and be a fat man.
Because
people were just wearing crutches and shit, and they're like, why would it not occur to you
to stop it,
to start moving a bit and lose weight, because you're a fucking mess.
I don't know how anybody gets
now, this is
like to any, like to my size and doesn't worry about it. Do you know what I mean?
That's actually the problem. It's not that you wouldn't do anything, it's not, it's that people wouldn't even go, fuck, I need to do something about this shape of me. They don't even think like that. They just gradually go, this is me now. Oh, there's my crutch, that's me now. Oh, that's me now. Oh, I've got a fucking ulcer. Oh, that's me. Oh, I'm dead.
It's one of the things that bugs me when people talk about fat shaming, right? Fat shaming is just a way, it's just a fucking excuse to not do it. Like, fat shaming makes you go, well, I can't. Not defending fat shaming, if you know what I mean.
Body positivity, yeah, that's what
I mean. Like, when people go, like, this is just the way, they should make airplane seats bigger. No, they shouldn't. Go on a fucking treadmill.
Well,
I like to skip in front of a mirror in a gym full of fit people and call myself a fat cunt when I see my tits wobble.
You see, I would
feel that there, by the way. I'm back on it.
Me and Mick are gonna get tattoo cover-ups. Why? I'm actually a bit jealous of the one you're getting. I would totally get it.
I can't fucking wait.
But yeah, at the very least, you should be aware that you're a mess.
Yeah,
and you want to do so. You know, it's kind of like if it's like me, I go like I work out all the fucking time. Pretty fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know? Do I also eat like I've fucking just got off a Viking ship?
Aye.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if I really give a fuck enough, I would really take care of the diet.
Yeah.
And that would I would probably only need to do it for about 3 months and I'd probably be in half decent shape.
Yeah. I know. I know whenever if I'm in a bad mood, I'll go out and get a fucking pizza. Fuck this.
Oh yeah. Emotional eating.
I am way emotional eater.
Food is not a mood, Mickey. Yeah.
But I'm also like, oh, that's enough because I've shit 5 times, so that's not good for me.
Yeah.
Let's try and do something physical.
I think the biggest thing I've done of late is just not eat till 12 o'clock in the day, which kind of...
Was that good or bad though? Well, I'm supposed to eat like little and often. Is that not supposed to be there?
No. Not really. Mm. Because if that's interrupted at any time, it fucks you up. So you need to be able to be cool with just not eating for quite some time, you know, quite a lot of hours in a row. Because that's what you should be doing, rather than like, you should be able to like sort of go like, well, I'm not going to eat this piece of shit. I'll just wait a few more hours because I haven't kicked my system off yet.
No.
And then I'll eat properly.
Yeah, I hear
which
you.
Is what I do, which is like wait till 12 o'clock today and eat a fry.
Aye.
Although it was a very nice, clean fry from a good establishment.
Decent fry. Where'd you go?
Nearly fuck all bread in it. Like, literally, the whole fry was, like, bacon and eggs and all that shit. And then just literally, like, the smallest little triangle of potato bread. And I was like, I'm annoyed at this, but it's probably a good thing.
Aye.
And then just had to rest.
Aye.
And then had a bun. So, fat cunt. But
aye.
Missed the gym last night, you know, driving around Maureen's dad's finger in a fucking...
Bag for life. Did you see it?
I seen it when he came home, and it was just, like, a fucking... you know, they put the metal thing around it and wrap it up.
Aye.
But apparently this morning the blood had come all through the dressing. Like, isn't it funny that like dressing is the same word for something you put in your salad and also that you wrap blood up with?
And what you do in the morning?
Yeah.
On your abscesses. Everyone,
that's what
Mickey
calls it in the bedroom. Are you ready for the dressing, love?
Colin, that's disgusting.
What?
That's made me sick.
Did you have sex with women last night, Mickey?
I didn't actually, no. Because I'm a good person. I had a pizza though, which is kind of the same.
Let's hit these questions. Could you tell me where that beach was in your last vlog? It was in... Bro, it says on the fucking vlog. Aye. It comes up.
You don't know how to read?
It's in Critch Island.
Critch Island.
In Donegal.
That's what I call my gunt.
Critch Island. I'm cranky and it's itchy. Critch. replied to your story. Black background looks way better. Oh, thanks, Maureen. Black background. You can thank Maureen for this black background because she went, that green looks like shit. So, to all you Patreon people who are signing up.
That's where your money's going.
That's a good finish, that.
It is a good finish, huh?
Not bad at all.
No.
I'm not paying fucking a ring, black man. Do you want to see this girl's tits out?
Yeah, please.
Love Island. Nude. How many times have you typed someone's name and written nude after?
Oh my god, a million.
That's her. She is an absolute cock vampire. It's tremendous. She literally is just like, will bang someone and then be like, turn around to the other one and just be like, I like that one now. Remember like that Cat Williams bit? I like that one. Like Michael Jackson?
Oh yeah.
That's her. She'd just be like, bored with this cock. Gulp.
It just makes me very uncomfortable when anybody is that proud of how they look. Because I can't be.
No, you got to look at how much she's... is she very pretty? Yes.
Mm.
But why are you doing that?
Big old nips too. Jesus.
Oh, well. Here, let me tell you something.
Would they be her own nips or would the doctor have... would there be filler in them? Can you do that with nips?
Yeah, I've heard of people getting that if they have like weird inverted nips. They get Botox in them and they come out. Years ago, someone told me that their ma got that and I went, let me go home and punch my boner.
That's odd.
Yeah, if you've got like an inverted nipple, you can get Botoxed out the way.
Fucking hell.
Big nips. I mean, would I cram them both in my mouth at once? Yes.
She's full blown. Even the dude out and everything there, is it?
Yeah, she's got a bit of... Yeah, I mean, she's like a fucking glamour model, apparently.
How weird is it that you watch so much porn that you can look at something like that and not even be fazed at fucking 5 in the afternoon?
Well, fazed, do you mean erect? Or that's a show, it would be weird, Naked and Afraid.
Ah, yeah, that would... I'm afraid every time I'm naked.
I'd be like...
I'm afraid reflective surfaces.
You're naked and I'm afraid I'm going to jizz on you at some stage.
I'm naked, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid I'm naked. What are you? Also naked. You should be afraid. You should be. I don't know. Imagine you're like, they're actually trying to survive in the wild. I'd just be like, we're going to die. Do you want a buck? Before I drink seawater and die.
I'd be all, come here, Colin. Grab him over the table. Yes, I do. Yes.
Come here. Let me tell you something. When can we expect more general merch? Dang to get a hat and would much appreciate it in this weather. Love the work. That is from Kyle Forbes, 56. Bleh.
Tell us, is that merch?
Yeah, this is one of my t-shirts. Have you not got one of these?
I don't have one of them. I'm dying for one of them.
It'll be a grey one, but I'll give you this one. Or I'll give you a grey version. It's like a dark charcoal grey.
Yeah, sweet.
That
really suits my complexion, actually.
I got 5 black ones for myself.
Just. Aye.
But I'm going to order a run of the black. I'm going to do probably a Dead on Mafia t-shirt for the live gig.
Mm-hmm.
Pop hat.
Nice one.
And then the problem with the hats are, and I'm a big fan of hats, I've ordered countless fucking samples and I just can't get one that is nice.
Aye.
You know what I mean? I'll get one that'll be like too tall or it'll be too fucking small or whatever. But I was trying to get a camouflage hat and then write general in orange like it's a hunter.
Aye.
So I need to sort that out. The problem is they're also dear as shit. So if you're going to end up buying one, it'll probably be about fucking 25 quid.
Aye.
Because
hats are pretty dear in general, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of hats I've bought that are fucking, you know, 30, 40, 50, you know what I mean? Like, you can pay whatever, that Carhartt one I have with the black thing, I think it was 45 quid.
That's fucking hell.
But, anyway, I'll look into it, but they are dear shit. That's the only thing is, unless you're buying thousands of them, they work out quite dear.
Aye.
Compared to, like, a t-shirt you can make relatively cheaply, whereas the hats are like fucking, some of them are like, you order one sample, it's like £12, dearer than a fucking hat. You know what I mean? So, trying to figure it out, but then I do want them for myself. Now, is this a porn? Love Island, Tyler Carr, threesome. You see, they go in full hers anyway. You know what I mean?
Would you ever have a threesome? It's weird how the amount of shit we talk about dirty shit, and we're very, both very vanilla.
Very vanilla, but it's like, I'd rather just bang two girls in two different rooms than have to fucking deal with the admin of them both together.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't be cut out for it.
I mean, it would take a double bloge.
Oh, actually, no, I would be alright.
Both get a wee bite each.
Like, it'll have to be like a no names, girls, no names.
Why didn't Mickey take the piss out of Lee Robinson last night for looking like a super prod with his white shirt and sunglasses?
Why did I or why didn't I?
K-Port 86.
Do you say why didn't I? Because I did.
Let me read that again, sorry. Why didn't Mickey take the piss out of... Who's Lee Robinson?
There was a guy walked right in front of the stage with two pints. Right. Proper white shirt, like fucking pink trousers and sunglasses tucked down them. I just went, oh, Protestant, because I couldn't think of anything to say. But I couldn't, the room was that dark. In the black box, you can't really see the audience, so you can't really do any taking the piss. Plus, it was an hour-long show, so I had to get through it. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have the time to be like, what do you do?
When he said Lee Robinson, did he mean to say the other boy's name?
I don't know what was going on.
Lee Robinson? Tommy Robinson?
No, I don't think that's what he meant.
When doing gigs in the South, do you... the crowd get the Northern Irish references, like the 12th. I lived up there, so I get it, but the crowd of the Republic, I don't really mention the 12th or... I don't really have a lot of fucking... I don't really have a lot of Northern Irish specific comedy.
You know, I'll do Northern Irish stuff in Northern Ireland at the start of a show just because...
Because you're there, like.
Yeah.
Nah.
But that's just, you do that everywhere you go. You're kind of like, funny thing I noticed about this place.
I speak the universal tongue of cock jokes.
Mm. And I speak the spiritual tongue of fire and water. Laughter, applause, laugh, laugh,
laugh, laugh. I said I had a fucking thing and someone goes, take magnesium. All right. Same difference for fuck's sake. Sorry, this is... Brendan, this is turning into an agony hunt. I've just recently got fat. No, I've just recently got pretty fat. I was wondering if you guys have stretch marks on how to deal with them. Oh my god.
I do. Do you have stretch marks?
Yeah, just round there, mate.
Do you?
Just too much.
That's pretty good. I've got a few around my hips, but I just don't deal with them. It's not something that worries me, though.
All around my asshole, there's like wee stretch marks going out the... Nah, who gives a fuck? I'm so hairy anyway. I got a fucking scales. I wouldn't
see
them.
I actually have them on my cock, but it's not stretch. It's friction burns.
I'm on the side of my mouth from getting food in it. Fuck me. Just be a big fucking hairy cunt. No one gives a shit. How hard did you find it getting yourself out on the social media? How hard did you find it getting yourself out on social media at the start, but now anything you put up goes viral? No, I definitely don't. I've never had a viral video in my life.
You're bound to have.
I don't have a single video that has more than a million hits.
What constitutes viral then? In Northern Ireland, fucking 200,000, is it not technically?
I don't know, but like, I don't know. But then you got to look at, like, the things that do go viral tend to just be clips.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're... Well, there's some sketches, but the problem is the ones that go really, really, really viral are the ones that are the most basic...
Slap together.
Middle-of-the-road fucking horseshit, usually.
Yeah.
You know, like the Kane Toomey thing. But do whatever you want, like, but it is some real basic shit. I mean, it's the same thing, says the guy who pretty much just does... by the blender videos, but you know what I mean? Like, I did a whole pile of other shit and then realized I actually don't mind doing that.
Yeah.
Whereas his is just, I'm pretending to be my girlfriend, even though he looks visually no different.
Aye.
That drives me fucking bananas. But
especially now he has a beard.
There's stuff like that, where it's like it goes really big and it's just one fucking thing beat to death they're like, isn't it funny when girls are crazy? Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's the thing. They're the things that go really big. Because yeah. It's very fucking relatable. I might do it. Should we do a piss take of relatable videos?
Yeah.
And just make it really dark?
You know, definitely.
Like when your girlfriend steals the fucking duvet and then you stab her to death. Nicki Minaj or Cardi B, which would you rather buck?
Because we look at Cardi B, because I know my thoughts on Minaj.
You see, Cardi B is insufferable to listen to. Isn't she? Let's see if fuck. We see. Hold on. Cardi B voice highlights. There's Maureen's Ma pulling up in the old Range Rover. Now, is she gonna come in here? Or is she just turning and going away? Where are you going? There's too many cars here. Now, we do hear the voice in this fucking idiot. I'd have her killed, like. Oh my God.
Bitch, I fucked me a fat nigga for this bag. None of you bitches got these exclusive Swisher Sweets ups.
Nah, can't do it.
What's poppin'? Ow! Ow! Look at my eyes. Thank you, Swisher Sweets. I love them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
pause that a second. I'm going to throw this out here. Either Cardi B takes a lot of drugs, or that's a woman with a severe learning difficulty.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Y'all know I love you some motherfucking bugs. You know I love you. Oh, come on. Shining, 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 yeah. Broke bitch, some goddamn shmoney. The gag is, though, that this outfit from Fashion Nova, bitch.
Has Cat Williams dressed up as a woman and called himself Cardi B?
She's fucking disgusting. And she's a fucking retard, like, full-blown retarded.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what cracks me up? Like, there's a lot of people like that sort of get big in America. But it's like the equivalent over here would be like taking some complete fucking millbag who's got like those giant fucking earrings and her, yeah. Her face is orange and just
giving her a load of coke detected Peru and all of a sudden she's famous.
Yeah, and then she's just like, what's the crack, Lord? I'm a fucking rapper. Hey, up a fucking rap.
That makes me want to bug even just.
And you're like, you shouldn't be famous. And meanwhile, that cunt, that fucking retard out of Migos is like married to her. Yo, I just thought that you were very excited. do you want to get married?
You know I love marriage. I love me some marriage because I'm retarded.
I hate the modern world, cunt.
Yeah, she should be drowned. But anyway, that's very upsetting. Who would I rather ride? Probably Nicki Minaj, but neither of them better talk around me.
See, Nicki Minaj, I would like to have a wee night with Nicki Minaj and then be like, can you just do that bit from that monster song again? Just real quick.
We'd rather have
that fucking monster.
Monster, bitch. If you were an inch inside your ma and you're... Oh, nope. Get to Boston, the two of yous for a gig. McCann can join as well. All right, mate.
Let's do that. I'd like to do that.
Does Mickey have diabetes? Have you had to listen to a podcast where he doesn't need to go for a piss halfway through? Big fan of it, though. Keep working hard. Brian Kelly.
Brian Kennedy, the singer? I don't think I have. I've been tested a few times.
Do you have diabetes?
Nah, I just love pissing.
I mean, if you drink fucking six coffees in the car
and then have one here,
you're about, you know, you're going to need a piss at some stage. I need a piss also, right now.
I do have a thing where I had like a, I don't know if it was a bladder infection, but did I ever tell you that I had to piss on stage? Like I had to run off stage and go for a piss?
No.
I was in McHugh's one night and there were two extra surprise acts came on and I was closing and the toilet was right behind the stage. So I was like, do you know when you're like, I don't know how long he's doing?
Yeah.
Someone ran over and then you're like, if this cunt runs under, I'll not be here.
Yeah.
So it went on. I was like, I'll be all right for 20 minutes. And then it got to the point where it was like, I need to piss fucking now. Right. And I had to run off stage, like run behind, like behind the stage, run to the toilet, piss, like, do you know when you need to piss that bad when you take your dick out, it comes over your shoulder, like you piss.
Oh yeah.
Like
fucking. It's literally like a loose hose.
I was like, shocking, like when it hurt to not piss.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I've been terrified of having to piss.
Do you think men, on stage. Do you think men are, it's an arrogance that they stand up and piss? Because the first blast of piss that comes out of my dick is anyone's fucking guess, you know what I mean? It's just like, where's this before it gets that direct jet.
Aye. That's but, why you don't maneuver your skin a wee bit.
Oh, yeah.
Squeeze it, open the hole more. Like that.
Don't know, it's just the first is just doesn't even matter. Skin forward, skin back. Skin anywhere at all.
I'll say, I have to go skin back.
Since the invention of like the iPhone, you know, there's a lot more sit down pisses have taken place than should, you know. But what can you do? It's just pissing. Jesus Christ. Patreon. More Patreons rolling in as we sit here. What's his name? Shout out to Kyle Dougherty.
Dougherty?
D-U-G.
No, Dougherty.
Nah, if that's not your fucking Twitter name, I'm going to sue you. Let's get out of here. Let's keep this under an hour. I'll go in here and see if I have to go to the fucking hospital again. Let's finish on some Steven Seagal playing some blues, will I?
Lovely.
If you want to support this podcast, guys, patreon.com/genderbanterpodcast. And this is all, you're just chipping into the kitty that allows me and Mickey to do this all fucking time. You know? The walls will be black.
Uh-huh.
What was that face?
I'm just like, just giving a wee thank you.
And, you know, we'll get stuff. We'll get Mickey some new outfits.
Yep.
All that shit.
New sneaks.
Getting you some new sneaks. We'll get some new fucking Mexican masks.
Who knows? Maybe more dildos.
Steven Seagal, Dust My Broom. Dust My Broom is code for pull my wire.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got it. Yeah, understood. He's not bad though,
he's infuriatingly good.
Yeah. I also cook.
An awful case of big fat white man plays blues.
Yeah.
I woke up. Here's what he should sing. I woke up in the morning and a little Chinese woman that I paid a lot of money to sucks my dick and then makes me and then all of a sudden I'm Bill Cosby. Right, let's actually get out of here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go piss just because he mentioned it.
Do a big vape all over the lens and I'll turn it off.
I'm your mom.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.